Hare Krishna. Today morning we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 3rd canto, 4th chapter, text number 11. So, please repeat. श्री भगवान उवाच वेदाहम अंतर्मन मनसि ईप्सितं ते ददामि यत्तत् दुर्भापम् दुर्भावपम् अन्नैः त्रे पुरा विश्वसृजं वसूनम् मत्सिद्धि कामेन वसो त्वयेष्ठः प्लीज रिपीट व्हाट वर्ड मीनिंग श्री भगवान उवाच द पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉड हैड सेड Veda, no, aham, I, antaha, within, manasi, the mind, ipsitam, what you desired, te, your, dadami, I gave you, yat, which is, tat, That Durbhavapam, very difficult to achieve. Annaiha, by others. Satre, in the sacrifice. Pura, in the days of yore. Vishwasrijam, of those who expanded this creation. Vasunam, the Vasus. Matsiddhikamena, with a desire to achieve my association. Vasu, O Vasu. Tvaya, by you. Ishtaha, ultimate goal of life. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Abhay Charana Arvinda Bhaktivedanta Swami Jagadguru Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki. Translation. O Vasu, I know from within your mind that you desire in the days of your when the Vasus and others demigod responsible for expanding the universal affairs performed sacrifices. You particularly desire to achieve my association. This is very difficult to obtain for others, but I award it unto you. Please repeat translation. O Vasu, I know from within your mind what you desire. In the days of yore, when the Vasus and others, demigods responsible for expanding the universal affairs, perform sacrifices. You particularly desire to achieve my association. This is very difficult to obtain for others. But I award it unto you. Purport. Uddhava is the one of the internal associate of the Lord, and a planetary portion of Uddhava was one of the eight Vasus in the days of yore. The eight Vasu and the demigods in the upper planetary system who are responsible for the management of universal affairs, performed a sacrifice in the days of yore, desiring to fulfill their respective ultimate goal in life. At that time, an expansion of Uddhava, acting as one of the Vasus, desired to become an associate of the Lord. The Lord knew this because He is present in the heart of every living entity as Paramatma, the Super Consciousness. In everyone's heart, there is the representation of the Super Consciousness who gives memory to the partial consciousness of every living entity. The living entity as partial consciousness forgets incidents of his past life, but the Super Consciousness reminds him how to act in terms of his past cultivation of knowledge. Bhagavad Gita confirmed this act in various ways. Ye yathamam prapadyante tamstathaiva bhajamiham sarvasya chaham hridi sannivishta matya smriti jnanam apahanam cha. Everyone is at liberty to desire as he likes, but the desire are fulfilled by the Supreme Lord. Everyone is independent to think or desire, but the fulfillment of one's desire depends on the Supreme Will. This law is expressed as man proposed, God disposed. In the days of yore, when the demigods and Vasus performed sacrifice, Uddhava, as one of the Vasus, desired to enter into the association of the Lord, which is very difficult for those busy in empiric philosophical speculation or fruitive activities. Such persons have practically no information of the fact about becoming an associate of the Lord. Only the pure devotees can know by the mercy of the Lord that the personal association of the Lord is the highest perfection of life. The Lord assured Uddhava that he would fulfill his desire. It appears that when the Lord informed him by his indication to Uddhava, the great sage Maitreya finally became aware of the importance of entering into the association of the Lord. Hare Krishna. In this verse, Srila Prabhupada very nicely he gave purports that how actually we can only desire, and Krishna is the ultimate controller, of course, all of us we know. And here, Srimad Bhagavatam, in every subject it is very clear. The first word, if we see, Shri Bhagavan Uvacha, why Vyasadeva choose that particular word, Shri Bhagavan Uvacha? He could say Krishna Uvacha, isn't it? Why he add Shri Bhagavan Uvacha? There is reason to that particular word. It's not just simply they put it. The importance is he want to highlight it, Krishna and his devotees. They are very, very important. They are not ordinary person. If we see the other philosophy, like, you know, Patanjali or a Jaiminis philosophy, they might say, you know, in many places, Karma Mimamsa or, you know, Gyanis, they practice knowledge. They might say, you know, the Brahman is the ultimate truth and That is the source of everything. You know, they might be established, you know, by their logical speculation or, you know, by their mental speculation. But Srila Vyasadeva, you want to particularly highlight Krishna and his devotees. That's why he chose that particular word, Sri Bhagavan Uvacha. He didn't say Krishna Uvacha. Then they can say, oh, Krishna, you know, people can speculate, oh, Krishna means, you know, inside Krishna there is super soul and he is speaking now. So that's he said, Sri Bhagavan Uvacha. Supreme Personality of Godhead saying, what is it? He awarded the association to Uddhava, you know. That's incident we want to highlight. And that's not the ordinary things. Associate with who? Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is saying, yeah. You know, it's a very famous story, all of us we know. You know, once, who is Jaimini, isn't it? He was speculating, you know, actually, with the knowledge, you can conquer everything. And Vyasadeva said, no. So this is the difference between Aniruddha Prabhu yesterday, he was mentioning Anukaran and Anusharan. Following and imitating. So Jaimini is imitate Vyasadeva, not follow. When Vyasadeva said, followers means what? Guru, when Guru will say, disciple will accept it without doubt. Shraddha shabde vishwas kahe sudrira nishchay Krishna bhakti koile sarva karma krita hai. Shraddha means the Shraddha shabde vishwas kahe. Complete faith, it's need. Complete faith, not partial, little bit, or 20%, 50%, no, 100% faith. Shudrira nishchay. You know, we have to accept it's completely from spiritual master what he's saying. But what Jaimini is speculate? No, you know. I think jnana is most higher. And what happened, all of us, you know, he was writing in a hut and it was raining and thunderstorm like, you know, 2 days ago, maybe. So, and Jaimini suddenly, he heard somebody knocking his door. And then, when he opened his door, is a beautiful woman. She was standing outside and she get wet and she asking some shelter. Can I stay little while in your hut? When rain will be finished, I can go. First, Jaimini thought, shall I say yes or no? And then he thought, well, you know, outside is raining and, you know, so much thunderbolt. So, okay, you can come and stay until, you know, the rain stop. So she came inside and she looked at Jaimini. And Jaimini agitated, you know, when he looked at that woman, he lost his all knowledge. He's thinking, wow, so beautiful woman. And then he start talking. And she start talking so sweetly. And then Jaimini asked, who else with you? And then she said, oh no, nobody is with me. I'm alone, you know, just I'm moving in the forest, you know. And this, that, and by the time, you know, rain already stopped, but Jaimini not saying, you know, go out, you know, rain finish, you can go. He start talking. And after a little while, he become very attracted to that woman. And then Jaimini said, hey, come on. I am also alone and you are also alone. Nobody is there. So maybe I can marry you and we can stay together and we can perform, you know, our service. And then Israel said, well, you are live in the forest, you don't have anything, how come you will maintain me? Oh, no worries, I'll maintain you, I have everything, a mystic power and everything. So then she said, okay, so there is a condition. You have to carry me up to the, they show a temple on the above on the hill. So you have to carry me up to that much. So then I'll marry you. So Jaimini said, okay, yeah, I'll do that. So he took her on his back. In Asian country, people carry their baby when they a little bit grow up. Baby will hold the neck and leg will be here and they'll carry. So Jaimini was carrying. And halfway through, before he saw a beautiful girl and very soft skin, but now he's feeling a little bit rough. He's thinking, well, why this is very rough? Before I touch, it was very soft. But now it's very rough. And then looked at leg, it's very black. How come it's black? And then suddenly his look hand also very black. What happened? And then put her down, and then he saw that's Vyasadeva, his guru. So then Vyasadeva said, what do you think? Then Jaimini said, yes, what you are thinking, that's also, I'm also thinking that, so you are right. So, the importance of the association of the Lord and His devotees, that we can tackle this material energy, this material circumstances. Jaharo prasade bhai e bhava toriya jai. Krishna prapti hoy jaha hoite. Will deliver from this material world when we'll associate with his devotees. And we'll take shelter of Krishna's lotus feet, not gyan, vairagya and other thing. And Krishna is the complete. He has everything. That's why. That particular reason want to highlight Vyasadeva. That's why he put Shri Bhagavan Uvacha. So, we all of us, we know Parashar Muni, he gave the definition of Bhagavan. Aisharyasya, Samagrasya, Birjasya, Jasya Shrihi, Jnana Vairagyesh Chaiva, Sannam Bhaga Itingana. Krishna, or Supreme Personality of Godhead, who claims as Bhagavan, he has six complete opulence, not partially, not 100, or not 50%, not 80%. He has 100%. So that's why he mentioned Sri Bhagavan. So Krishna has all six opulences completely. He's not little bit less. Of course, Krishna explained in Bhagavad Gita, nobody is above or equal to him. But there is many speculators. They say, my guru is Bhagavan. They should think how they are speaking like idiots. They should read Shastra and they should see how the Krishna's pure devotee, they are acting. Krishna, he has 64 quality, which is even not Lord Vishnu has. So, like Jiva has, some Jiva has, like there is 50 quality, which is not complete 50, but some of those quality, the living entity can, develop. And maybe Lord Shiva has those quality, 50. And 60 has Lord Vishnu. and another extra 4, 64, which is Lord Krishna has. Nobody else has that quality. That's why even Lakshmi Devi, she is serving all the time Narayan, and Shastra consider her as a, you know, most chaste, you know, woman, isn't it? She is the source of all chastity. Even she is attracted to Lord Krishna's quality. Why? Because Krishna has more quality than Lord Vishnu. That's once Mahaprabhu, when he went to South India, and he was, you know, jokingly telling Vallabh Bhatta that, you know, you say, like, Lord Vishnu is the supreme personality of Godhead and he is the complete. That's, you know, I accept that. But I don't understand why Lakshmi Devi attracted to Krishna. So then Vallabh Bhatta will say, why you are joking with me? You are supreme personality of Godhead. You know everything. So why you are asking me? So everywhere, if we see Shastra, devotees, and Krishna's associate, they prove that Krishna is the actually ultimate source of everything, and he is the supreme personality of Godhead, and he is actual complete. So that's why Vyasadeva, particularly he used this word, Shri Bhagavan Uvacha. And another thing is indicate that when Supreme Personality of Godhead awarding something, that's not ordinary. That's extraordinary. And Srila Prabhupada, he mentions so nicely here that's Krishna award him. He is indicating that we performing our austerity sadhana, we doing our service, that doesn't mean that Krishna have to give his prema bhakti. He is obliged to give it. No. Actually, we don't deserve it. Krishna award us. We don't have any quality to have Krishna's, even we don't have any quality to do service to Krishna, but he is so merciful, he awards us, which is Uddhava mentioned. Krishna mentioned for Uddhava, like, I award you. So when we do service, this is very important thing we have to think in our mind, that the service is not ordinary, not from this material world. This is which is Krishna give us opportunity to serve you. Not that I am qualified, I am doing this service. We never ever qualified. Never. One Srila Prabhupada said, you know, one of his disciples, Prabhupada was taking rest in a lotus building. And one of his disciples, he was chanting so loud, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. And he said, very loudly. And then Prabhupada asked Tamal Krishna Maharaj, go and tell him to chant quietly, I'm taking rest. And then Tamal Krishna Maharaj went and tell him that Prabhupada said to chant, you know, what is called, like, don't make so much big sound. And then he said, oh no, Prabhupada only said, you know, to chant loudly, and, you know, everyone should hear. You should hear as well. So, and Prabhupada could hear that those words from his room. And he was so upset. And he said, what is he thinking? He's thinking, he's chanting, he's doing everything. He is a fool. I am taking out from him all my mercy. I'm taking back. And next day, that person becomes sick. You know, he couldn't even wake up from the bed. He's lying down there for 2 days. So he just, Guru is just taken out, taken off the mercy. And then that person was even not able to do, to forget about chanting. He was not able to even wake up. He was so sick. And then all the, few of the devotees. This story is told by Jadabharat Prabhu. He is the proper disciple and he is Brahmachari in Mayapur. And then he was there and he said, then quite few devotees, they went to Prabhupada and they request Prabhupada, like he is very sick. And he feel very sorry. So, after third day evening, he woke up, like he can walk like that. And he came and he fell down to Prabhupada's lotus feet and he said, Prabhupada, I'm really sorry, please forgive me. And then Prabhupada smiled and said that I am like father, sometimes I have to chastise and sometimes I have to show you reality. So the thing is, we are performing service. That's not by our intelligent strength or by our sukriti or good karma. No. It cannot give, In Nectar of Devotion, Srila Rupa Goswami explained that bhakti is not depend on anything, even not on our sadhana bhakti. Our sadhana. Bhakti is completely independent. Jagadananda Pandit, he wrote a book, it's called Prem Vivarta. So Prem means, we all of us know, love. Vivarta means, you can say argument. That means Vivarta. So loving argument with whom? Mahaprabhu. Jagadananda Pandit, he was quite different rasa from others. He always used to force Mahaprabhu. You have to do this. Even in Chaitanya Charitamrita it is mentioned, Mahaprabhu once said, I don't know, sometimes I don't understand who I am. Jagadananda, he always ordered me, do this, do that. And there is Swarup Damodar, he is like acting like my boss, all the time with the stick. Okay, you cannot do this, you cannot do that. I don't know which one to follow. Sometimes I am bewildered. Jagadananda said, you have to apply the scented oil on your body. You have to, sleep on the nice cushioned bed. And here Swarup Damodar, he said, you are a sannyasi, you cannot do this, you cannot do that. I don't know, which way to go. So, yeah, Jagadananda was like that. He said, bhakti vina kuno sadhan dite nare fall, sab fall dai bhakti, satantra prabal. Actually, bhakti is completely independent. It's not depend anything. Satantra prabal. Satantra means independent, completely independent. Prabal means very, very strongly. So, it's not depend even on our sadhana. So, it's completely, gift from Krishna is completely, causeless mercy from Guru and Krishna only. There is no other reason. But, what does that mean? We'll not do sadhana? No. If we don't do sadhana, if we don't do service, so then, that is the way only we can please to Guru and Krishna. When they will please, and they will give bhakti. We'll get bhakti. So that is actually the way. But it doesn't mean, I'm doing 10 years my service. I must get prema bhakti. I must get it. I'm deserving. We can't say that. So that's why Krishna said here, I award you. That's not that you are qualified. You got it. No. So, when we get service, we should feel like that, Krishna award me. So I'm very fortunate. I got this service. Krishna said here, it's very difficult to achieve that. And, of course he is merciful, but his pure devotee is more merciful. Much more merciful. Here, the one particular word, if we see what Prabhupada explained, Uddhavai, as one of the Vasus, desire to enter into the association of the Lord, which is very difficult for those busy in empiric, philosophical speculation or fruitative activities. Such persons have particularly no information of the facts about become an associate of the Lord. Only a pure devotee can know by the mercy of the Lord that the personal association of the Lord is the highest perfection of the life. So what Prabhupada want to mention here? Even jnani and yogis, they don't know, they don't have this information. Loving relationship between the Lord and His devotees. They don't have this. They don't have this information. They even don't know. You know, that's that much important. But Srila Prabhupada, what he did? He opened the treasure for everyone. He opened that hidden secret, which is used to be so hidden, so important. But Srila Prabhupada, he make access for everyone. There is a story in Puran that when Lord Shiva was speaking Bhagavatam to Parvati, and the parrot heard that, and Lord Shiva was so upset. What he said? This is very confidential pastime of the Lord, and we shouldn't, and I don't want to speak to unqualified people, unqualified living entity. So that parrot has heard this. That parrot is not qualified. So imagine that much secret was this. What Srila Prabhupada did? He made access for everyone. He's mercifully gave to us. Krishnare jataki gun bhakti sanchare. The quality of the Lord, it transformed to His devotee. Jashasti bhaktir bhagavatya kinchana sarva gunes tatra samasate sura. All the quality transferred to His devotee. So Krishna, He has quality. What is He? Of course, He has 64 quality. One of the best quality is bhakta vatsyal. He is always inclined to His devotees. So that quality also transferred to His pure devotee. They are also, paradukhe dukhi. When they see the living entities, they're suffering. They cannot tolerate. They are merciful. They just give that hidden treasure to everyone. But now it is up to us how we are taking it. If we take it like, I'm qualified, I deserve it, we'll never get it. Never. But if we take it in this way, I'm actually unqualified, but Krishna and Guru and His pure devotees, His associate, they award me. So then I'll take it more carefully. So then we can develop our love for Krishna. That's why we'll develop our attachment toward to Krishna, which is Uddhava. He did. This is very important. So anyway, this should be our goal of life. This last line Srila Prabhupada said, the importance of the entering into the association of the Lord. That should be our aim. To associate His devotees, association with His devotees and Krishna. So if we take His mercy as an award, always, of course there is a guarantee, we'll get prema bhakti. How Uddhava took it and He showed us. And Krishna also informed us, how to behave, how to accept the mercy. Thank you so much. If I did any mistake, please forgive me. If there is any comments and questions, please.
Yes, Prabhuji.
Bhagavan means, you know, Bhaga means opulences. Ban means one who possesses. So, one sense, Maitra can be Bhagavan because he has opulence as well. What is opulence he has? Krishna Bhakti. So, that's why it is right. But Sri Bhagavan is a different, bit different. So, they, if you notice, they nowhere in nowhere address as a living entity Sri Bhagavan. Sri also indicates Lakshmi Devi. So this is a different. So it can be sometime we can say to pure devotees, because Mahaprabhu when asked Rai Ramananda, what do you think? Who is the richest person in this world? Rai Ramananda, you know, answered, who has Krishna Bhakti. Because Krishna has all the opulences. And one who has Krishna Bhakti, he controls Krishna. Actually, Krishna is, you know, always with him. So if someone has the most richest person with him, so that means he is the richest. So in that way, yeah, we can say. Is it okay, Prabhuji? Even sometime Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, when his disciple used to say Bhagavan, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. But doesn't mean, you know, they are thinking like his Supreme Personality of Godhead. But other way, it's also that spiritual master, Sakshadharitvena Samasta Shastrai, who is means all the Shastra, they consider him as good as God. Because he is representative, like ambassador. So in that way also it's correct. Yes, Prabhuji. Yes. No, Prabhu, but of course in the many Acharya, especially Jiva Goswami, he explains very elaborately. If you see in Bhagavat Sandarbha and Tattva Sandarbha, there's a big explanation about Bhagavan. Even each word, each letter has the explanation big. And another book, it's called Siddhanta Ratnam, is written by Baladev Vidyabhushan. He also explained those details. Sorry, I can't remember. Yeah, I read long back ago, I think, maybe, 19 years back. No, I can't remember. Do you remember, Ruji? Yeah. So there is a detailed explanation, but I can't remember now. Thank you so much. Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jagadguru Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Nitai Gaur Premanande Hari Hari Om.